content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anadine Silver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the book Month by Month Gardening in the Carolinas, and this is by Bob Polomsky. And we left off last time in our January month, and we will continue in January with our topic, bulbs. Coastal gardeners in Zone 8B to Zone 9A can plant tulips and daffodils that have been pre-cooled or refrigerated for at least 6 to 8 weeks. If you're going to be preparing a new border for bulbs, now it is appropriate to mix compost, lime, or other amendments into the bed. If the soil is wet and sticks to your shovel, wait a few days, or you could do more harm than good. When the soil crumbles easily in your hands, it's a good time to dig. Next topic is edibles. Some gardeners grow their seedlings indoors in the bright direct light of a south-facing window, greenhouse, or sun porch. Others prefer the outdoors using the cold frame in the milder areas of the Piedmont and coastal plains. Gardeners can move their seedlings outdoors during the day to expose them to full sunlight. Be aware that you will have to contend with some cloudy, overcast days. Instead of relying on sunlight, buy or build an artificial light stand and grow your seedlings under lights. Plan to find out how to organize your seed packets to create a sowing schedule for your seeds and for step-by-step information on producing transplants from seed indoors or get a jump on the growing season. Coastal plain gardeners can sow basil, chives, parsley, sage, summer savory, and sweet marjoram indoors. To encourage parsley seeds to sprout more rapidly, soften the seeds by soaking them overnight in warm water. Coastal plain and Piedmont gardeners can sow seeds of broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower indoors for transplanting within 6 to 8 weeks. Head and leaf lettuce can be set out 4 to 6 weeks after sowing. Piedmont gardeners can wait until next month before starting these vegetables. Outdoors, gardeners in the warmer coastal areas can sow beets, carrots, garden peas, English peas, and edible pea pods, lettuce, mustard, radishes, spinach, and turnips. Wait until later this month and early next month in the more inland areas of the coastal plain. Coastal plain gardeners can plant asparagus crowns. Wait, and we'll read that. It says to see February. We'll get to February later in our podcast. Plant by step-by-step procedure there in February. Wait until the next month or two to plant in the Piedmont and mountain regions. Lawns. Sod of cool season grasses can be installed anytime the soil isn't frozen. Delay planting warm season grasses until the air temperature stays consistently above 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And our next topic, perennials and ornamental grasses. For the cost of a commercial packet of seed, you can produce hundreds of seedlings, less than the cost of a single potted transplant. Many cultivars will not come true from seed, which means that the offspring will not be identical to the parents and in most cases will be inferior to the parents. These cultivars must be propagated vegetatively by stem or shoot cuttings or by division. There are some varieties, however, that will come true from seed. In the warmer parts of the coastal plain, start perennials from seed late this month, which is January. Perennial seeds often require a specific chilling period before germination can occur. To learn about any special treatment required to overcome dormancy and induce germination, follow the packet instructions prior to sowing the seeds. Starting perennial seeds indoors is similar to the seed starting technique that is described that we read in the last podcast. So if you need to listen to that, please go to our previous podcast. Some perennials will germinate readily in 1 to 2 weeks or less than a month. Others, however, will germinate randomly over an extended period of time that can range from days to several weeks and sometimes several months. This most commonly occurs with perennial seeds that have special pre-germination requirements and refer to the seed packet for instructions on those. Some seeds have thick seed coats, such as wild blue indigo, lupin, and perennial sweet pea, and need to be soaked in water or scratched with a file so water can be absorbed or imbibed by the seed. Other seeds, particularly perennials from temperate regions, need to be stratified or exposed to moist, chilling conditions for a specified time period. Check the seed packet for the length of cold exposure. Otherwise, they will not germinate. Seeds such as bleeding heart, columbine, and garden phlox can be overwintered outdoors in a cold frame. Seeds can be stratified in the refrigerator in milder areas of the Carolinas. And here's how. Fill a plastic bag with dampened, milled sphagnum, peat moss, or vermiculite and place the seeds in the bag. Label the bag with the date and the name of the seeds. Place the bag in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit for the required period of time, usually between 6 to 8 weeks. After the required cold treatment, sow the seeds in trays or pots and move them to a cool location, less than 70 degrees Fahrenheit, in bright, indirect light, so that germination will occur. And our next topic is roses. It's time now to get the site ready for rose planting. Remember that a grade number one rose will be a better investment than lower grades, which are indicated by higher numbers. Plant bare root roses as discussed in February, and that will come up in a future podcast. Plant shrubs and trees, space plants according to their growth habit and mature spread. Follow these general spacing guidelines. Hybrid teas and grandifloras, 3 to 4 feet apart. Floribundas, 2 to 3 feet apart. Climbers need 8 to 12 feet between plants, and miniatures between 18 and 24 inches. Species, shrubs, and old garden roses can be spaced 5 to 6 feet apart. Coastal gardeners can move their roses to other spots in the garden now, unless the conditions are dry enough so you can work the soil without damaging the structure. Piedmont gardeners can wait until next month. And a small article here is, here's how to prepare a site for roses. For individuals or groups of roses, dig and work the soil thoroughly over as large of an area as possible. Before digging, make sure the soil is dry enough to work. If the soil sticks to the shovel or your shoes, wait a few days to allow the soil to dry. Digging wet clay soil can ruin soil structure, making it more suitable for constructing bricks than growing roses. Spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of organic matter, such as compost, on the soil surface. Add limestone to increase the soil pH of acidic soils, or sulfur to decrease the pH of alkaline soils, as recommended by the soil test results. Roses can tolerate a soil pH between 5.5 and 7.0. A pH of 6.2 to 6.8, however, would be ideal. Mix the amendments into the bed 8 to 12 inches deep. Allow the bed to settle for a few days before planting. Coastal gardeners can select and plant bare root roses at the middle of the month or later. When selecting a bare root rose, look for these features: 3 or more sturdy canes that show no sign of shriveling or discoloration. Healthy-looking roots that are well distributed around the plant. And dormant leafless canes. A bare root rose that has leafed out is in jeopardy because the leaves are demanding sustenance from the roots. If you choose to purchase plants in this state, plant them immediately if the conditions are good, or pot them up and transplant them later when more favorable conditions exist. And our next topic here is, here's how to get your lawnmower ready for spring. Goodness. Plan to service your lawnmower yourself or take it to a lawn repair shop this month or next. A few of the items to include: air filter, clean or replace it if it's damaged. Spark plug, clean it or replace if it is cracked. Oil, Check to see that it's filled to the right level. Change the oil as recommended by the manufacturer. Mower blade. Replace it if it's chipped, cracked, or bent. Maintain a sharp mower blade to cut the grass cleanly, which improves its look and ensures rapid healing and regrowth. A dull mower blade tears the grass. Excuse me. If the blades on your reel type mower require special equipment to sharpen them, refer to your mower's instruction manual. Consider leaving this task to a professional. Tires. Examine the tires for wear and replace them if necessary. Screws and bolts. Check for loose screws and bolts on the handle controls and the motor now and throughout the season. If you do it yourself, be safe. Disconnect the wire from the spark plug for safety and keep the manual within reach. And we'll go now on to shrubs. Set out container grown and bald and burlapped shrubs when the soil is not frozen. If you were unable to move established shrubs last fall, transplant them now while they are dormant. Trees. If you purchased a live Christmas tree, plant it outdoors as soon as possible, especially if it has already been in the house for more than 3 days. The next topic is vines and ground cover. In the warmer parts of the Carolinas, plant vines and ground covers now when the soil can be worked. Before you dig, test the soil for moisture by squeezing a handful. Soil that can be dug is lightly moist and will loosely hold its shape after you squeeze it. If the soil forms a sticky ball in your hand, it's too wet to work. If you dig in a wet soil, you can ruin its structure, creating large clots that will dry out and become rock hard with few pore spaces for air and water. At the other extreme is very dry soil, which also should not be worked. If a handful of soil when squeezed turns to dust, wait for a rain shower a day or two before digging to prevent the topsoil from eroding away. And water gardens. Planting of water gardens will occur later in spring when you'll also have to divide the repot plants. If you don't have containers, aquatic plant fertilizer tablets, and pea gravel, order them now. And the next is care of bulbs. If a few mild days of winter have encouraged shoots to emerge, don't fret about the health of your bulbs. The leaves are quite cold hardy and will not require any special protection. If they are damaged, expect new leaves to emerge. Maintain a blanket of mulch at the feet of your bulbs, especially in the mountains where freezing and thawing can lift the bulbs out of the ground, leaving them to dry out or be harmed by cold. An insulative layer of mulch will break the cycle of freezing and thawing. Edibles. Continue harvesting carrots, radishes, and turnips, lettuce, and spinach growing in a cold frame or under the protection of a fabric cover, spun-bound polypropylene, or plastic tunnel can also be picked. And lawns. If mowing is necessary, remove no more than one-third of the grass height with a sharp mower blade. Maintain Bermuda grass lawns that have been overseeded with ryegrass at a height of 1 inch. Dormant lawns do not have to be mowed. Perennials and ornamental grasses. Mountain gardeners should inspect their perennials to see if any have been heaved out by the freezing and thawing of the soil. Firmly press them back down into the soil to prevent them from freezing or drying out. To reduce frost heaving, maintain a layer of mulch around your perennials to insulate the soil. Ornamental grasses don't have to be trimmed just yet, as long as they haven't been damaged by winter winds, ice, or snow. Enjoy their glorious winter foliage. Roses. Mountain gardeners should check the winter protection on their roses. If the mulch has been scattered or blown away to expose the crown of the plant, particularly at the bud union, put it back in place. Shrubs, trees, and vines, and ground covers. Remove any broken storm-damaged limbs. Use pruning shears, loppers, or a saw to make clean cuts. Any major pruning should be reserved for next month or after the coldest part of winter has passed. However, gardeners in the coastal plain can start pruning trees later this month, although it may be safer to wait until early next month. Piedmont and mountain gardeners can wait until next month or March. Delay pruning or removing cold, damaged plants. Sometimes they'll sprout from the stems or the roots, depending on the plant and the extent of injury. Be patient. It may take until May or June before new leaves sprout from the seemingly lifeless branches. Summer flowering shrubs can be pruned later this month in the coastal plain, after the coldest part of winter has passed. Include butterfly bush, glossy abelia, smooth hydrangea, and others. They produce flowers on the current season's growth. Shrubs. Protect newly planted evergreens from winter burn by shading them on the south and southwest sides with temporary burlap screens or snow fences. Established evergreens may also require similar sun and wind protection to prevent the leaves from turning brown and scorching. This is especially important in the mountains where the soil can freeze and remain frozen on summer days. When this happens, the leaves continue to transpire or lose water, but the roots cannot replace the lost moisture from the frozen soil. Winter burn can also occur when the sun thaws the leaves, which then refreeze rapidly when the sun is blocked or at sunset when the leaf temperature drops quickly. And trees. If you staked your newly planted tree last fall, check the rubber straps and stakes. They should be secured at the lowest point on the trunk to give it a little room to move back and forth, which encourages the development of a strong, thick trunk. in the mountains, the stakes may have to be hammered back into the ground if they've been heaved out of the soil by cold. Make a note to remove the straps in the spring after growth has started. Vines and ground covers. Check the condition of the vines growing on trellises or supports and see that they're still attached. And water gardens. Examine the tropical water lilies you overwintered indoors. Any tubers showing signs of rot should be discarded. Check to see that the sand is damp and hasn't dried out. And our next topic is water. For annuals, edibles, and perennials, and ornamental grasses, determine the need for watering seed-propagated plants by squeezing the top 1/2 inch of planting medium between your thumb and forefinger. If water squeezes out easily, there's enough moisture. If the medium feels slightly moist but water is difficult to squeeze out, add water. And bulbs. Check the potting mix in pots that will be forced indoors. The mixture should be evenly moist but not soggy. The easiest way to determine moisture is to lift the pots. A dry pot will be lighter than a wet one. And for lawns, dormant and overseeded lawns may need watering this month if it's been dry, warm, and windy. And shrubs, trees, and vines and ground covers. During winter thaws, water fall planted and established evergreens, especially those on the south and west sides of the house, mulch newly planted shrubs with a 2 to 3 inch layer of compost and keep them well watered. During mild winter spells, water fall planted and established evergreens, especially if the winter is dry. Pay particular attention to trees planted on the southern and western sides of your home. We've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Dean Silver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.